Hi. Good afternoon.
Hello.
This is Nadine. How are you? Am I speaking
with good.
Gabriel? I'm sorry. Mary didn't tell me your name. Gabriel, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I felt kind of buried in the notes. I'm so sorry.
No,
I was like,
okay.
Wait a minute. I, you know, when I'm coming on the line with, you know, with somebody, I want to address them by their name. So when I don't see the name, I'm like, so I apologize if I kind of sounded stuck. How are you doing Monday? Doing good?
Doing good. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Enjoying our weather? Finally,
always.
We're getting sun. I, like, went for a walk during lunch, and I'm like, I got to get this tan going on because I got, like, farmer's tan right now.
Oh, it's a good time. I'm sure it's high UVs out there.
Yeah. Well, right now, because I'm in Anaheim, right, we get the luxury, I do, to work from home, but our office is actually in Fountain Valley. So our weather is very different here in Anaheim than it is in Upland. It's like way hotter.
Oh, yeah. I'm in Anaheim as well.
Oh, yeah. What part? No way.
Yeah. I'm off Jefferson Street, like Tustin Avenue. Do you know Tustin Avenue?
Yeah. So you're kind of closer by the Kaiser, right? Out that way, Glissell.
Yes.
Mira Loma. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not far from that one.
No, not at all. Yeah, I'm very familiar with that area. We're with Kaiser too, so. And then I go to a meat market. I don't know if you're, so like, cause you're kind of close to Placentia too, right?
I am in that area. Yeah.
So there's a meat market. Are you pretty familiar with Anaheim?
No, but I could pull it up and see how far away it is.
Okay, there's a place called Francisco's Meat Market.
Uh-huh. I see it right here.
Okay, you can get some good tri-tip from there. I mean, he's like, he predominantly like serves like the taco catering, you know, people, but I'm telling you, so many people go in there to buy brisket, tri-tips, Wagyu steaks. Like, it's a little pricey, but you get what you pay for. You should check them out. It's a really good meat market.
I definitely will. That's very close by. I think it's only 5 minutes away.
Yeah. So, well, listen, it's a real pleasure to meet you. I kind of want to talk to you a little bit about our pricing and programming. And I want to see, Gabriel, if this would be a really good fit for your business. Because, honestly, I think that's going to be the most important. Okay?
Yeah.
What are some of your goals for the company? Are you looking to expand or just kind of use marketing as a filler? What are some of your goals?
You know, I'm not super goal-oriented with this business. There's a couple other things that are occupying my time, other ventures that I'm also dabbling in. But this is something that, you know, I was in the contracting world for a couple years and then was like, well, I'll just create my own company as long as I pass the test. And I did. And it's nice to have, but I'm not looking to dump very much money into it just because my time is occupied elsewhere. I mean, if you ask me my goal, it would be to generate high-quality leads, quality over quantity, and not have to, you know, pay a ton of money to generate a bunch of BS ones and waste my time at BS ones. But that's kind of a crazy expectation as I know the industry pretty well and all the different forms of marketing. So it's not my source of income at the moment. It's something I just know and that I have for, you know, if somebody wants to hire me, but I haven't put any money into marketing. I'm kind of unsure if I will, but I'm always all ears to kind of hearing about pricing.
What's available.
Yeah.
Okay. So, a couple of things that I was looking at when I searched for the company by name, it'll actually show me like where you appear at online, right?
Okay.
And that's how I found the website. The website looks great, by the way. I don't know if you did this on your own or if it was professionally done, but looks good. And I think you even have Instagram too, right? If I'm not mistaken.
I have an Instagram account, but it's like there's nothing on it. It's
no posts yet. Yeah, but I mean, you got something, right? What about Facebook? Have you gotten that far to getting a Facebook page started?
I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't done Facebook yet.
Okay, no worries. And then also I found the Angie's List. I don't know if that was earlier on or if that's even something that you're currently utilizing, but it does show that you have 5-star reviews on there. and pictures of your work. I'm like, wow.
Yep.
Nice.
Well, I did. Thanks. Yeah, I did the whole Angie's List thing because I was the most, I would say, accessible in the beginning. It was just easy, but they also have very low quality leads, and they're not qualified leads, in my opinion. So I have actually only ever ran one lead from them. So I don't, I paid for their whatever yearly service or their like entrance thing.
Membership or something. Yeah. But
and
you don't
I haven't
leads or anything.
Used them. No, it's been paused for a long time.
And I see that you have a Google Business profile and you got 5-star reviews on there too. So, I mean, good job. There's, also the BBB, you know, biz profile. Like, it's going to show me wherever you appear at online. And the reason that I point this all out is because basically what we're looking for is a company that provides a quality type of service. Okay. But a company that can also handle more business. And I'm not talking about being overwhelmed. I'm talking about generating quality type of clients that are in need of your services that are performing that search on Google. Okay.
Okay.
This is typically where 90% of searches will start and stop. So there's a couple of different options on Google, right? So on Google, you have the Google Guaranteed Program, which is the ones that you'll see at the very tippy top of the page with the green check mark next to it. Have you ever seen that before?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a pay-per-lead program where you pay per lead, but the lead will come to you in the form of a phone call. You're not sharing it with anyone, and it's only being sent to you. But with that program, there are certain requirements. So they're going to require, okay, a background check. They just want to make sure you don't have felonies, okay? They're not looking at misdemeanors or DUIs. They're going to require the licensing. I'm not quite sure what license you carry. Is it the Class B General Building Contractor's License?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's one of them that they're requiring. So you would be good on that as long as you have the California State Class B General Building Contractor License. And then they require liability insurance, whatever our state requires. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, they also want you to have at least 5 Google reviews. You got 3. Okay? So that's what the requirements are. And where I'm going based off of the zip code 92802. Is that where you're based out of? Or
no,
is it 92618, right?
Yeah, 92618 was originally where I was, and now I'm in the process of actually moving to Laguna Beach. I just don't know if it's important to change that or not.
You're like, I'm moving to Laguna. Okay. We'll check you out.
Well,
I love it
there.
Okay, because it's all still, you know, it's all still within Orange County, so you're fine. So basically for this program, okay, and I love this program, the Google Guaranteed, and I'll give you the whole breakdown of it. So you pay $250 is the application fee, okay? We send you the application. You fill it out. We push it through to Google to get it approved. Now, the approval process, I'm going to tell you, it's going to take about 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved from Google. And then once you get approved, we're going to actually call you, Gabriel, and we're going to say, hey, you've been approved by Google. When do you want us to turn on the leads? Okay? Now, we are always going to start you off with the minimum monthly budget because we want you to get a feel of the program first before you start wanting to take on, you know, more leads, okay? So I'm just pulling that up for you now. So the minimum monthly budget, that's going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. So the minimum monthly budget is $1,304. Now, this will give you up to 13 leads in the month. So all your leads are costing you $100. It's like having that in the bank, and it's going to deduct. When a call comes in, it'll deduct $100, right? But here's the kicker on it. Let's just say you only got one lead in the month, and really I've never seen that happen, but let's just say you did. What is left over in that budget, Gabriel, it's going to roll over to the next month, which means that next month you're only paying $100. Because you're paying for the lead that you got the month before. You're replenishing your budget back to the $1,304. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but it seems like no matter what, you're paying the $1,300 a month. Am I wrong?
No, because I'll give you an example. Let's say you got approved, Okay. And you said, turn on my leads. Okay. We turn them on. You're going to pay, you're going to be charged the $1,304. Okay. So let's say in July, you only got two leads. What's in that budget, what was left over, is going to go to August. So come August, all you're paying is $200 because you're paying for the leads that you got the month before, because we always want you to have the $1,304 budget always in your account. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So based off of the leads that you received the month before is going to determine what you're paying the following month, because whatever's left over will roll over. It's not like now you're paying $1,304 again. Because if you only got two leads, how are we going to charge you that full amount if all you got was two leads? You're going to pay whatever you have to pay to get it back to the 1304. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, of course, if you got all 13 leads and they were all qualified, then yes, the following month, you're paying 1304 again to keep your leads active. Okay. What is a qualified lead? A qualified lead is if you gave pricing over the phone, you gave an estimate, or if you set up an appointment to give an estimate, that is considered a qualified lead. Now, if someone called you, let's say someone called you to remove a tree outside of your services, they're going to credit the lead back to you. It's unqualified. Okay. Let's say you only wanted to be in Orange County, leads from Orange County only, but someone called you from Colton. As long as you don't accept that job, it's an unqualified lead. They will credit it back. Okay.
Okay.
If someone called to say, hey, are you hiring? Or to say, hey, do you want to buy some online marketing? Those are unqualified leads. They're going to credit it back. So remember, qualified lead, you set an appointment to go give them an estimate, or you gave them an estimate over the phone. Those are qualified leads. How does Google know that? Because Google assigns a special tracking number to you that's linked to your phone. All the calls are recorded. So when you even pick up that call, you're going to hear it say, incoming Google guaranteed lead, Gabriel, before you're even, it won't say Gabriel, but it'll say incoming Google guaranteed lead before you're even connected with that prospect. That's how you're going to know, okay, it's a lead coming from that program. Now, let's say one slipped through the cracks, right? All you do is you call us and say, hey, this was not a qualified lead. I didn't talk about price. They were asking me about some I don't even offer, yada, yada. Give us a number. We're going to dispute it with Google to get it credited back to you. Okay. Let's say you're going on vacation for a week or a few days, right? You're going to be out of town. Or maybe you're just bombarded with work right now. You don't want to take on any leads at this moment. You call us. We immediately shut off the leads. We do not turn those leads back on unless you call us to turn them back on. So
gotcha.
It doesn't mean like you call us to turn them off and then in 24 hours they're going to go back on, right? I say that because I know Angie's does that. When you say shut them off, we shut them off. They don't go back on until you call and say, hey, I need you guys to turn them back on. Now, let's say when you turned them off, you had only received two leads, right? When you call us, even if it's 3 months later, you call us and say, hey, go ahead and turn my leads back on. I'm ready now to take on, you know, some leads. It's going to pick up where it left off. So it'll pick up where you called us to shut them off and you had only gotten two leads. It's going to pick up from there. So it'll continue eating the rest of the budget before you have to re-up. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now, they call it Google guaranteed because Google is also putting up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that is selecting you. So it is almost as if Google is guaranteeing your work, and that's why it's called Google guaranteed. What I love about it is that it's going to allow you to cover wherever you want to target, okay? So not just Orange County. If you want to cover LA, if you want to cover parts of the Inland Empire, maybe you want to be in Chino Hills too, you know? And I'm talking about areas where you know there's money to be made, right? Because I'm looking at the work that you do, and let's keep it real, Gabriel. You do, I consider, high-end quality type of work. Am I wrong?
No, you're not far off. I do it all, though.
Right. And I'm not saying to discriminate against anybody, but when I look at your work, I mean, you want to target the people that aren't afraid to pay what you're worth, right?
Yeah.
That aren't afraid to pay for quality type of work. And that's why I think this program would be an excellent program for you. Excellent program. I mean, what are your thoughts on it?
It sounds good. You know, one thing I'll be honest with is almost everybody, not everybody that calls, but a lot of people that call, everybody knows the leads game and what sounds good to the people seeking leads. But,
right.
It always kind of sounds too good to be true. And my only issue with it
concern
is that I'm not, well, I would just say I don't know if I'm ready to actually move forward with the process because, again,
okay,
I have a couple other ventures, and so I think, you know, my main issue would be if I start generating leads, do I have people to take them?
Right.
You know, and I do, but I'm kind of hesitant to, you know, the contracting world is a little bit worrisome because, you know, if you have other people that are working for you and they are bringing projects to you, is it being done correctly? Is everything up to code? You know, there's just a lot of liability, and so I want to make sure that when I start, I'm the one that's going to mainly be taking those leads and making sure that
you're overseeing it. Exactly. And so like I said, this is an option, right? I like this program, and I'll tell you, because you can control it. I'm going to tell you, not all those leads are going to come in one day. They set it up where you're at least getting 3 leads a week. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's not like where they're all coming at once, but you got to remember too, that the approval process takes about 4 to 8 weeks to get approved, okay? Now, once you get approved, I mean, we're obviously going to call you and say, okay, you've been approved. When do you want us to turn on the leads? Now, that doesn't mean, Gabriel, that you have to turn them on at that moment. You could say, listen, I'm not ready yet. Give me about a month or whatever, okay? So it's always an option for you, right? The only other one that I would recommend for you would be another program that we call, it's what we call our Platinum Package. Okay. Now the Platinum Package, that one's going to include Google and Facebook marketing. And I say this one because you have the Instagram. Okay. This one is also offered to you at a flat rate. No matter how many calls or jobs you get, you're going to pay a flat rate monthly. This one you would be looking at $299 a month with a $99 one-time setup fee. The initial investment, you would be looking at $398 to get it started, $299 every month after that. What this one gives you, Gabriel, is going to be first page placement on Google. So taking your profile page, optimizing it to the first page, maintaining it there. We're going to also help you with generating more reviews too. We'll even create you a QR code or the link or whatever you need to start getting more reviews. Okay. We're going to list you on Bing. Our directory submission is Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. So we'll build you a business Facebook page. Now, I would recommend that once that page is built, that you link it with your Instagram, because it'll be like a one step. You post on your Instagram, it's going to post on your Facebook, and vice versa. It's like killing two birds with one stone. Okay?
Yep.
What we're going to do is Facebook advertising. Facebook ads will reach as far as 50 miles, but you could retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. It is a click-to-call ad. You're not going to incur click fees because you're paying a flat rate. A lot of our clients have seen great results with Facebook ads because as soon as they perform that search on Google, they go to Facebook, they're seeing your ad pop up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We'll also make sure that your website always be attached where your business is listed, and then we cover the mobile platform. That covers anyone using their iPhone, Android, or tablet that they find your company listed on that first page of Google immediately. So this one is a package I would also recommend because it covers all of your bases, but you can also be selective on the jobs that you take because you're not being charged per call, per job, or per click because you're paying a flat rate.
Yeah. So you're saying it's basically $400 on top of the $1,000 a month, or am I misunderstanding?
Well, if you're doing both, I mean, if you don't, so here's what I've had some clients do. Okay. And again, these are all options for you. I've had some that have started the Platinum Package, right? Because they do want to generate some more online presence and start generating some calls. and they start the application process for the Google Guaranteed. So they're paying for this program to get it started, the $398, and then they're paying the app fee of the $250, right? And what some of them have done is that once they got approved for the Google Guaranteed, some of them have kept both programs going, and some of them have actually dropped the Platinum package and said, hey, I just want the Google Guaranteed. So those are always options for you. Or you could just decide just to do the Platinum package. And if you want later on, you know that the Google Guarantee is always an option for you. So
yeah,
these are the best of the two programs that I would offer you. I wouldn't even offer you Google Ads, Gabriel, because if that was the case, then I'm going to push for you to do Google Guaranteed. That's way better than Google Ads. And even Facebook is better than Google Ads. Don't get me wrong, the Google Ads work. But, Gabriel, you're going to have a better conversion rate with the Facebook ads because they constantly retarget.
Yeah. I mean, it does sound intriguing. And I think, like, where we go from here would be I would love an email with the information and kind of the pricing and us to set up another phone call for maybe next week as – again, this week and a little bit of next week, especially with the holiday, I'll be preoccupied. And, you know, now I understand a little bit more. I would say I'm pretty comfortable with you. But, yeah, I mean, if you kind of give me an overview of what we discussed and an email sent over for me to kind of just digest and then set up another phone call, I would not be opposed to considering the application to see if I could get approved for the Google
to get the Google guaranteed approval. And with that, you just got to remember, you've got to get two more reviews or else because that's the other requirement, right? The Google guaranteed program is always going to be at your disposal, right? Because, I mean, it's available in your area, okay, for your industry. It's the Google local listing first page. That is based on availability. So the Platinum package might not be a package. Like if we set up a callback next week, I might not have that available spot in the local map still open. Google guaranteed we could proceed with, but not the Google local listing first page, because if I filled it already with another company, then they close it out, right? But the Google guaranteed is still always going to be available in your area no matter what. I mean, it's at your disposal. So the only reason why I did offer the Platinum package was because I know you're like, you didn't feel like you were quite ready for the Google guaranteed, right? And I thought maybe it was the price point that might have had you a little. So I wanted to make sure that you knew that there was still another option for you to generate, you know, to market, to get more business. So again, you know, I mean, yeah, we can definitely set up the callback. I can send you everything in writing, but it's just a local listing first page. That's based on availability, not the Google guaranteed. That's always something that we can do at any time. Okay.
What was your name, by the way?
Nadine. Nadine. It's not a very common name, right? It's not a very common name. I have people always ask me, "You from the South?" Or when you get an older person on the phone, they start singing that Chuck Berry song to me and they tell me, "You probably don't even know that song." I'm like, "No, I know it." I've had
That's
it sung to
well,
me all my life.
But no, I was asking because I mean, I'll keep it quite frank. My question is, everybody calls me and says, "Oh yeah, it's a limited time." How is it possible that it's a limited time availability?
Not a limited time. I mean, trust me. I'm sure we're not the first person that's called you. I'm not surprised. I mean, I'm sure you get a lot of calls like these. Let me explain what the exclusivity means, right? At least for our company. So Local Splash, we're part of the Google partnership, right? We hold a badge. Uh-huh. And so we're considered a partner to Google. Okay. We don't work for Google. What we do is we help companies like yourself with getting placement on Google. So we're considered a channel partner. In order for us to even be a channel partner, we had to jump through Google's hoops, right? Like we had to demonstrate that we know how to run ad spends, net skills. Technicians had to be highly trained, certified. I mean, we actually have a Google rep that's assigned to our company. So whenever there are issues, I mean, yeah, it still takes us a while to get to them, you know, for them to answer us, mm-hmm. but we have a better response rate than you yourself trying to reach out to Google, right? So Google, when you're a Google channel partner, you're given strict guidelines. You're allowed to work with one company per industry per area. Okay. You cannot, like, we wouldn't be able to work with you, and your territory is considered where you're based out of and a 50-mile radius. Like, I couldn't sign you up and then turn around and sign up your competitor, because not only are we betting you guys against each other, but we're also working against ourselves. And that takes away from you and from that other company, right? Because there's nothing exclusive in that. We're like trying to get you there and trying to help him too, or whatever. So who's winning? Nobody. So when other companies are telling you that, it's because they have a specific position within their company that's available. I know there's companies out there, I'm going to be straight out with you, that like to blow smoke and say that they're this and that, but they can't even prove it. They don't even have a Google business profile page for themselves on Google. And those are the companies you want to steer away from, because if that company doesn't even have a listing for themselves on Google, what makes you think you're going to get my company on Google, right? If you don't even have your own listed there.
Yeah.
So we've been doing this, Gabriel, going on 20 years this December. I've been with the company almost 7 years. So we've been doing this a long time. Google will never reach out to you. So anyone tells you that they're Google, their pants are on fire. Google's not going to reach out to you. They don't reach out to the general public. They work with corporations like Target, Walmart, Macy's, those kind of companies, okay? But there are channel partners like ourselves. I think we're now one out of 30 in the United States, okay, that work with companies like yours to get on Google. So that's what I mean by in the local map section, that listing's exclusive. We're looking to fill it with one company. But if, you know, you and I talk next week, I could do Google guaranteed all day, every day. Right? It's the Google local listing first page is what we're trying to get filled.
Gotcha.
Make sense now?
Yeah.
I know it's a mouthful.
No, it's
but
it's okay.
I like to be clear. You know what I mean? Because I get it. Sometimes you probably can't even distinguish who's who. I've literally had someone tell me, are you a robot? I'm like, well, no, last time I checked, I had a pulse and I'm breathing. So no, I'm not. You know what I mean? Just because you don't know nowadays, it's just this world so crazy, right? But and listen, I'm not here. I'm not a pressure sales kind of person. My job, okay, is to make sure that the person they send me to talk to is a good fit, not just for us, but it's also a good fit for you too, to listen to what your needs are, right? What are you currently doing? Do my research as well to make sure I'm not offering you something that you already have. But my goal is to offer you something that's going to get you a return, okay, without breaking the bank, right?
Yeah.
But I don't want to offer you something that's not going to work for you or that you don't need. And that's why sometimes it might seem like I'm interrogating you because I'm asking these questions, but I'm really just trying to figure out what's going to be the best option for you. Like, what's the best route for me to point you in to get you a return on what you would be investing with us? Because at the end of the day, this has always got to be looked at as being an investment. You know what I mean? Not another bill. Okay? So, and that's why I said, like, as far as the local listing first page and the local map, yes, that is based on availability. But with the other, with Google Guaranteed, there's some categories that that's not available for in certain states. So that is definitely available here in California for the general contractors. So, I mean, the availability is there for that one, no matter what.
Okay. So you're basically saying that the offer for, I don't know how to word it, but that's what's available for right now, and you guys are looking to fill one more.
The local map, yes, for the local map first page, correct. So that would be considered like the platinum package. Like, let's say next week we call, right? You and I talk. Gabriel, the local map first page is going to depend if I already filled that position. Like, honestly, even as we've been speaking now, and we've been having a pretty good conversation, right, for about 30 minutes now, my reps are still calling out on this position that you and I are talking about in the local map because they're trying to find me a company that qualifies to fill the position. I don't see anyone in the queue, so they haven't qualified anybody yet, but I see them on the phone. So they're calling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So again, that's just going to determine on the availability there for the local map first page. The Google guaranteed, that's always going to be available every day, all day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's the other one that's based on availability.
Okay. So, I mean, I am interested. I think my question would be what is, you'd have to go over kind of the numbers again and then like the policy of like, okay, if I, let's just say end of this summer, I decide I'm not really interested in any kind of leads. What's the cancellation policy? You said there's a pausing that you can do, but what about a cancellation?
Cancellation?
Yeah.
Great question. All we ask, everything's going to always be a month to month with us. Okay. We don't hold you hostage. Like if you said, listen, I just want to part ways, whether it's Google guaranteed or whether it's the platinum package. Okay. All we ask, you make sure that you call at least 3 business days before that billing is due. So that way you don't get charged. That is it. We part as friends. There's no cancellation fees. We don't hold you hostage. We part as friends. We're listed only as managers on your Google business profile, okay? You still hold the full ownership of that. If we built you the business Facebook page and any other directories that we listed you on, we just no longer manage them. You're the owner of those profiles. So none of that information is going to disappear. If you generated reviews while you were with us, they're not going to go away. Okay. They're going to all still be there. I just always say make sure so that you don't get billed because like let's say you started today, your billing date is always going to be the first of each month. Okay. So you know, if I got to cancel, I got to call 3 business days before the first. So that way I don't incur that charge on the first. Make sense? And that's all read to you as well in a voice verification. Honestly, Gabriel, we'd rather earn your business. Okay. Month in and month out, and we would rather that you stick around for a long time because the program's working, right? Not because you're locked in on a contract or anything like that. We'll ask you, you know, at least stick it out 2 months, right? We call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly, you know what I mean? And you can cancel at any time. As far as Google guaranteed, I mean, that's not like a commitment, right? I mean, we're getting you through the process to get you approved. And that takes about 4 to 8 weeks is the timeline that we give. But I've seen it happen in 4 weeks. But the platinum package, we're definitely going to ask for a 2-month commitment just because none of this stuff is going to happen overnight, you know, and it's a lot of work that we're putting into getting the profiles optimized and all that. So,
okay. Okay. And were you able to go over the numbers again with me?
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay, so Google guaranteed one-time $250 application fee, okay? Once you get approved and you turn your leads on, then that's when you're paying the $1,304 to turn on the leads. But remember, the leads are $100. So as a lead comes in, a phone call, they're going to deduct $100, right? Depending on how many leads were qualified that you got that month, whatever's left over rolls over to the next month. So you know, hey, if I only got 2 leads that next month, I'm not paying the $1,304. I'm only going to pay $200 for the 2 leads that I got the month before, right?
Yeah.
So that's how that works. And that you can pause as many times as you need to for as long as you need to. Now, the platinum package, that one is $398 to get it started. So what you're paying is the first month, $299, and then the $99 setup fee. Every month after that, every first of the month, is only going to be $299. Okay? So let's just say, right, let's just say you wanted both. Okay? If you wanted both, you know that you're paying $398 plus the application fee of $250, right?
Okay.
So you're looking at what? $648, okay? We get the application sent to you by email. you get that process started so we can start getting you through the process of getting approved for Google Guaranteed. In the meantime, we're running your Facebook ads. We're getting you optimized your Google profile you have right now to the first page. We're maintaining it there. Then, you know, August 1st, okay, you're going to only be charged $299 because you're paying for the Platinum package, okay? That's every first of the month. But let's say mid-August, you got approved for Google Guaranteed, or let's say by end of August. We're going to call you either way because we have to notify you that you've been approved. At that time, you could say, you know what? I want my Facebook ads in that package to run out. I only want to stick with Google Guaranteed. And they'll say, okay.
Okay.
So those are your options, right? You don't have to keep both programs, but if you wanted to, then you always know that every first of the month, you're going to be charged the $299, okay? Unless if you cancel it, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think it all sounds good. If there's a chance, you could shoot me the email, and then I think I would probably be able to make a decision tomorrow or Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I think your knowledge on it and clarity is building a little bit of confidence. But, you know, I do think with all the people that have called
you,
got to
see it in writing.
I know. Yeah.
I know. I get it, Gabriel. I understand. I completely understand. And I like to be as transparent and as clear as possible with everything because this is an important decision to make. And I want you to feel confident, right? What's going to be the best email for you so that I can prepare these two emails and send them to you? You'll have them in your inbox within like the next probably 3 minutes. So what's the best email?
My personal is G as in Gabriel and then WODISHO@yahoo.com. It's GWODISHO. That's my last name @yahoo.com.
Okay. All right, so this first email that you're going to get from me, they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, okay? So the first one's going to say Google and Facebook marketing, okay? That's the one that's going to show you for the Platinum package, the $299 a month with the one-time $99 setup fee and everything that's included in that package, okay? Now, this next one that you're going to receive – it's going to be labeled Google Guaranteed, okay? So that one is also giving you the overview of what we went over for Google Guaranteed. Now, Google Guaranteed, remember, it's for the general contractor category, but here's the thing. I would go over the subcategories with you on that one because, like, some of them, for example, it's like remodel, right? Room additions, kitchen islands, like stuff like that. Like if you told me, Nadine, I don't want to be found for like just a kitchen island. Okay, cool. I'll notate that because let's say you got a call for that and you don't accept that job. It's an unqualified lead. Make sense?
Yeah.
So under the general contractor one, just to kind of give you an idea, just so you have like an idea generally of what's included under that one. And I just sent you this email right now. I'll tell you what's under that category. Of course, when I'm looking for it, it's like right there in front of my face. But then when I'm actually going to go into it, it's like never available. Okay. I'm all, where in the heck? It's like I type faster than it comes up. You know what I mean? Okay. So for the general contractor, come on. Okay, here we go. So there's accessory buildings. That would be like if you do carports or garages, right? Bathroom, kitchen remodels, decks and patios, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home addition, home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finishing, kitchen remodel, roofing, kitchen backsplash, kitchen cabinets, kitchen island, bathroom tiles, bathroom cabinets. Now, let's say you told me, Nadine, I don't want accessory buildings. Again, if someone's calling you about a garage, right, or to build them a carport, and you don't accept that job, unqualified. They're going to credit it back to you. Okay. But, you know, maybe you might not want the foundations in concrete, or maybe you do. I don't know. They would go over all of these with you because we want to make sure that we're listing the right ones with the Google guaranteed. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. So both of those emails should be in your inbox already. Okay. Now I'm here up until 4 o'clock. So those are my work hours, 7 to 4. Those are operating hours here. So I'll be here. If you have any other questions, if you, you know, I'm here for you. Okay.
Okay. Do you want to set up another call for probably Wednesday would be better for me?
Wednesday? Like what time on Wednesday?
I think noon is great. I think that's...
Does that work best for you? Okay.
Yeah, I would say noon's great.
Okay. I'm going to set you as a callback for Wednesday. In the meantime, I'm also sending you a quick text with my contact information so that way you have that there. Okay?
Just got it. Okay.
Awesome. Gabriel, it was such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for giving us the time to talk with you. I'm actually excited for you. I definitely think that these are good options, but I do understand, you know, I want you to feel confident, you know, and feel comfortable with what you would be deciding to move forward with, okay?
I appreciate that.
So, you're welcome. Did you have any other questions for me before I let you go about your day?
No, I think you've answered a lot of them, and I appreciate your time. I'm looking forward to looking over
and
everything
just so you
and
know,
chatting again Wednesday.
Yeah, and in fact, let me send this to you also. Just so you know, I'm just going to send you an example. So you'll have a customized tracking and reporting system with our program. So you're not just taking like our word for it, like, oh, hey, it's working. So it does allow you to track your results with us, like your keywords, your search terms, you know, you can see how many times they clicked on your ad or how many phone calls you received. Anytime, like when you need to make changes, like you're going to have a team here within our company. We don't outsource it. So you'll have a team that's dedicated to your account to assist you with like everything. Okay. So we're here at your disposal, right? So I just sent it off to you. This one will say client dashboard analytics so that you have an idea. Okay?
Okay. Perfect. Well, thank you, Nadine.
Right.
I appreciate your time. That
You're
was
welcome. It was a pleasure to speak with you, and we'll talk on Wednesday, okay?
Likewise. Sounds good. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.